Joining us now from the Northfield Public Library, it's Debbie Nitz. Good morning, Debbie. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
You are a reference librarian, is your official title at the library.
At the public library, yes, I am.
But we are talking, before we went on the air, and we've been promoting this morning, the library has a new program called Canopy, and I hopefully we're saying that right.
Yeah,
it looks like Canopy.
Yeah.
But it is a video streaming service, which sounds so 21st century.
I know. Well, you know, the library is offering all kinds of downloadables these days, you know, with our downloadable audiobooks and ebooks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the future.
It is the future. The future's here.
It's right here now. Yes.
Let's talk about Canopy because it's a video streaming service. Before we went on the air, you kind of likened it something like Netflix
line. In the sense of content that's available for you to watch at home.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of the comparison, what I'm hearing and what I'm reading is that it's comparable to Netflix. But only in
the distribution.
But the content's very different,
mm-hmm.
and it's sort of it's things you can't get elsewhere. I mean, things that are not available on Netflix. So it's unique content.
Let's kind of backtrack and get a little bit of history on this. This Canopy, has that been around for a while? Is that a new service?
I read last night that it's been around since 2008, started in Australia, and it was primarily directed towards, you know, academic institutions like mm-hmm. colleges and universities, because the content is largely instructional and documentaries,
mm-hmm.
so, you know, sort of something that would help with the curriculum, so to speak. But it's just grown, and larger public library systems like New York Public Library and others have started to carry it, and it's available now to public libraries. So,
wow, interesting.
Yeah.
So somebody can actually just go into the library, plop down at a computer. I would imagine is it in a designated computer area? Can you stream on your laptop?
Well, so this is really something you do at home.
Okay.
This is something that you do. You download the app,
uh-huh.
and then you can use your iOS or Android device
mm-hmm.
and view. Or you can, you know, use Chromecast or Apple TV and view just like you do Netflix, you know, after downloading the app or on your smart TV and view it on your television. So you don't have to come to the library.
Wow. Yeah.
And in fact, we really don't have a location. I mean, you could technically,
mm-hmm.
You know, view something on one of our computer screens. But I don't expect that's what people will do because they don't come to the library and look at Netflix, I don't think. So
wow.
I think it's something that they'll do at home.
Man, that's really fascinating.
Well,
I'm so not high tech. I'm so old school. Like, how does that work? You download it on your TV. Your TV is this. You know, my TV's smarter than I am.
I know. Well, you just look for, you know, go to your app store,
mm-hmm.
look for the Canopy app, download that, and but you know, the first thing to do would be get your account, which is to go to the library website,
mm-hmm.
and we've featured it right on the front screen there, so you'll see it very easily. Click on that, create your account with your library cards, totally free. I did it last night for myself, and it directs you to go back to your email to verify the account settings. And once you do that, then you have to type your library card number in. So your card does need to be valid. It has to be in good standing, so to speak. And then once that's all completed, you're in.
I'm glad you took one for the team. And
I did. And my card was in good standing. So I was able
to
get it. Yeah.
So it is a doable thing.
It
all
is.
Right.
I mean, I did it. It's there. So
Now from a programming standpoint, it's a film and, you know, I want to say movies, but you won't get your big blockbusters on.
No,
there.
But I did browse uh-huh. around, and it looks like it has a lot of classical films. I mean, there are apparently mm-hmm. over 10,000 movies, and I looked, and there's some really old movies, and the content, you can actually sort the content once you're sort of in movies, and you can sort by decade. So you
mm-hmm.
can say, I want to look at movies from the 30s, and that's as far back as it seems to go.
Okay.
So, you know, I plugged in Cary Grant and, you know, that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
And they popped up. I mean, there were movies, films about him, films he's in,
mm-hmm.
So there are different searching ways to search to find what you're looking for, but it's all sorted by genre. So you can look for instructional films, you can look for films on in the sciences, you can look for classic movies, and then those are sorted by, or movies are just as sorted by indie films, you know, all kinds of different ways of... Foreign language is huge, apparently. 180 different languages are featured.
Wow.
So if you speak a different language or you're learning a language, what a neat way to do that.
A great tool.
Yeah.
You had mentioned the educational standpoint that this kind of started off with colleges and universities using a service like this. So I would imagine there's still an educational aspect? Do they have like documentaries or
Yeah, documentaries. And I noticed that there were things on, you know, I'm trying to remember, like business, career information. So that sort of thing. Yeah.
Wow. So it sounds just fascinating.
It really does. And I think, I really think our patrons will like it. So I'm trying to find out now. So if we can find out like in the first, we started it on Monday. It launched on Monday. Mm-hmm. So just how many people have actually used it. We will get those statistics, but I'm just curious in the first week if we can find out how many people actually made an account.
All right.
To use it. So
yeah, I do have a library. Hopefully I'm still in good standing. I run across my library card every now and then. It's kind of chewed up in the back of my wall.
Oh, there are some old ones out there. But if it has a barcode that you can still see, I'm sure it's still valid.
I think
so.
I'm going to have to check that out.
We can check you. Yeah, yeah.
But a fascinating thing now, is there an additional cost if you're a patron of the library?
No, it's totally free. The only limitations right at this time, the way we've set it up is 5 views per month, per library card, and it's very clear at the top. When I logged into my account last night, there was a little number 5 with in a circle, and once you start viewing, you have 3 days to view your item, and once you view an item, I think the next time you log in, it'll say 4. So it's clearly keeping track of our what we've subscribed to, what our limit is, and then at the beginning of the first of the month of the next month, it resets and you have 5 more to view. So, you know, it's starting small, but it was a good way to offer a different service. In fact, a patron, you know, kind of brought this to our attention and said, "Hey, you know, have you ever thought about Canopy?" And we had heard about it, but we hadn't really considered it. So we requested a trial and. The rest is history.
You know, from the standpoint of the library, are there expenses for the library to subscribe to this?
Yes. There are expenses, but we opted for something on a lower. You know, we could have opted for something, you know, a 10 view per
unlimited
month.
Unlimited streaming.
Or unlimited, which would have been expensive. But we just decided we wanted to start small and see what people think. And if it's a blockbuster hit, then we'll. We'll look for additional funding.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like just a wonderful program. So let's go through this one more time. You'd need to get on your television or you go to your app store.
Well,
you can do this on any computer?
Well, I would say the first thing is go to the library website and create the account.
Okay.
Create the account. Then, you know, download the app on whatever device you think you might either view it on, whether you're going to view it on your own tablet or you want to view it with Chromecast or Apple TV and view it on a television set. You would do that just like you do your Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And just the main thing is just your library card has to be in good standing. So if that's not the case, then come on into the library and we'll get that situated for you and then you're ready to go.
All right. So it sounds pretty easy.
Hey, if I can do it, anybody can do it.
Well, you know, Terry and I got a Fire Stick, Amazon Fire, this year.
Okay.
So we can watch TV in a different way, which I don't do a whole lot.
Right.
I am familiar now with how those things work.
Yes.
Because before me, you know, I can recall back in the late 80s, early 90s, when we started putting audio on a computer.
Oh, sure.
And it's like, how does that work? Man, there's like no record in there. Just the whole process baffled me.
I know.
I guess I'm one step up.
Well, the best part is that it's you know, in this generation, it's super easy.
Mm-hmm.
And even better than that, it's free. And so, you know, Netflix isn't free. Netflix is reasonable, I guess. But this is free.
Sounds like a wonderful program. So, and once again, start off by going to the library's website.
www.mynpl.org. Mm-hmm. Mynpl.org.
All right. And there's instructions on what to do from there.
Yeah. And on the Canopy webpage, there's a help button at the bottom, which gives you tips on how to download and use it on whatever device you're going to use. So I don't think people will have any trouble.
Good. I'm going to do that. That's my weekend chore.
Oh, boy. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Anything else, Debbie?
No, I think that's it. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in. Okay. We'll have to keep in touch and see how this whole thing works out.
Yeah.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks, Debbie. From the Northfield Public Library, that's Debbie Nitz, one of the reference librarians at Northfield. And once again, the program is called Canopy, Canopy.